So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Chanusha b'chatzer, Yachil limchiz b'yadu b'loy meloy, Einu yachil lishin mekal ha'nechnasin u'mekal ha'yaitzin. If a person wants to open a store and sell merchandise in a shared yard, the neighbors can object and prevent him from doing so by claiming that the noise of the customers coming and going disturbs their sleep. Aval oise kelim, yaitzu u'moicher b'teich ha'shuk, Ve'einu yachil limchiz b'yadu b'loy meloy, Einu yachil lishin loy mekal ha'patish v'loy mekal ha'rechayim. If a person wants to manufacture utensils in a sheared yard and sell them in the marketplace, the neighbors cannot object and claim that the noise of his hammer or mill disturbs their sleep. The Mishnah concludes, "V'loy mekol hatinoikis." The neighbors cannot object to the noise of the children who come to one homeowner in the yard. The Gemara asks, "Maishna reishna, maishna seifa," and offers two explanations of the concluding phrase. Abaye says, "Seifa asoin luchatsa acheres." The sefer refers to an adjacent yard, and regardless of whether the customers are adults or children, one can only object to noise in his yard, but cannot object to noise coming from an adjacent yard, even though it disturbs his sleep. Rava says, "Sevason l'tinoke shel bisraban u'mitakonis yishu ben gamla ve'elach." The sefer refers to children who come to their malamed, their rebbe who lives in this yard, to teach them Torah, to which the neighbors, even of this yard, cannot object, because yishu ben gamla initiated that malamed be established in all cities to teach the children Torah. As the Gemara elaborates, Baram Zachar Isa Ishla Taiv, Yeshu ben Gamla Shemite, Shel Malehu Nishtakeh Torah Miyisrael. Yeshu ben Gamla will always be remembered favorably as the one who prevented the Torah from being forgotten. Shabbatchila, Misha Ishla Av, Malam de Torah, Misha En Liav, Lahayalam Torah. Originally, if a child had a father, his father taught him Torah. But if a child did not have a father, no one taught him Torah. Because the Pasuk says, V'lamadetem Oisim es Benechem, and you shall teach your children. The word oisim is written with arivav and can be pronounced atem, that the obligation is only on the father. Therefore, heskinu shi meshivim malamdi tenekis b'Yerushalayim. The Chacham first established malamdim in Yerushalayim to teach Torah to all children, because the pasuk states, ki mitziyin teitzei seira. However, v'adayin mishi yesh li'av hoya ma'alu malamdoi, mishi en li'av lahoya oyla b'lamed. Only a child who had a father was brought by his father to Yerushalayim to learn Torah. But a child who did not have a father was not brought to Yerushalayim and did not learn Torah. Therefore, Hiskinishi Meshivim Bechol Plachu Plachu Machnisin Lesen Kiben Tezayin Kiben Yudzayin. The Chum then established a Malamdim in every province, but only for youths of ages 16-17. However, Misha Hayi Rabbi Koyes Alav Mavet Bei Biyatza. If the Malamdim became angry with a youth, he would rebel and leave, because at that age, they did not submit to authority so easily. Therefore, Acha bo Yeshu ben Gamla, v'tikin shi meshiv malamdi tenekiz b'chol medino, medino, b'chol ir ve'ir. Machnisin oisin keben sheish keben sheva. Finally, Yeshu ben Gamla came along and initiated that malamdi be established in every city and to begin teaching the children Torah at the age of 6 or 7. As Rav instructed Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, who Rashi explains, malamdi tenekiz hoya, he taught youngsters, Rav gave him the following guidelines. Ad shis lo takbil, kam ve'elach kabel va'as v'le keturah. Do not accept children who are not yet 6 years old, but afterwards teach them Torah as one force feeds an ox. Kimachas liyanuko leitimchi ele ba'arkas ha'demasna. If you must hit a child, hit him lightly with a shoelace so as not to injure him. To ka'ari, ka'ari, the child who is motivated will learn Torah. Deloi ka'ari lahavetzav tzalachavri. And the child who is not motivated, do not expel him, but let him remain in the company of his friends, because as Rashi adds, v'seifri lost his life. He will eventually become motivated to learn Torah. The Gemara continues with the discussion of Tekonis Yeshu ben Gamla. Amar Rava, Loi mamtinon yenuka mimasa lamasa. A child may not be transferred daily from one city to another city because, as Rashi explains, Shema yuzik bedrachim shasot mekatrik b'shas ha'sakana. Traveling is dangerous and the child might be harmed. Therefore, yochal locha b'ni oisei masa lahayshim malamdi tenoikis. The people in the child's city are compelled to hire malamdim. However, avol mebei kenishto lebei kenishto mamtinon. A child may be transferred from one base medrash to another base medrash in the same city. V'amar Rava, Sach Makri Dardiki Esrin V'chamish Yenuke. A malamed may teach no more than 25 children at one time. Therefore, V'i'ika Chamshin Mesvinan Trei. For 50 children, 2 malamedim are required. V'i'ika Arboin Mukminan Reish Duchna Mesayin Le Mamosa. For 40 children, the malamed is given an assistant who receives his salary from the people in the city. If there was an existing Malamed who is adequate, and they then find a Malamed who can teach more material with the same level of accuracy, there's a machlokes. Rabbi says, we do not replace the existing Malamed because the second Malamed might become lax in his job as he knows that no one else can replace him. Rav Dibi Minarda says, Misal Kinyan, like, we do replace the existing Malamed because Koshkin, the Gavra's Tvei, can essay from Tarba Chachma. The second Malamed will put more effort into his job since he knows that the former Malamed will attempt to find fault with his teaching in order to recover his job. Hanatre Mikri Dardiki, looking to hire a Malamed, then there are two candidates available. Chad Gavra's Veloy Daik, Chad Daik Veloy Gavra's. Rashi explains that the first one is Gavra's Veloy Daik, Shaloy Medharba, Veloy Daik Belimed Hatinoke Shaloy Yishtapshu. He can teach more material, but he's not so exacting in making sure that the students make no mistakes. And the second one is Daik Veloy Garas. He is exacting in making sure that students make no mistakes, but he cannot teach as much material. There's a machlokes. Rava says, Mesvinan Ahud Garas Veloy Daik. We hire the first one because Shabeshtim and Mele Nafka. The mistakes will in time be corrected. Rav Dimin Arda says, Mesvinan De Daik Veloy Garas. We hire the second one because Shabeshtim Kivin De Al. The mistakes, once ingrained, will remain. As an example, the Gemara relates the well-known incident which Yoyev ben Tzeruya, the general of David HaMelech, who when sent to kill all of Amalek, killed only the males but not the females. Although his Rebbe had taught correctly Timcha as Zecher Amalek, as Zecher Amalek, wipe out the memory of Amalek, which includes Zachar Menachavis, he claimed to have been taught Timcha as Zachar Amalek. As Zachar Amalek, wipe out the males of Amalek, Zacharim only, but not Menachavis. The Gemara turns to halachas related to those taught in the previous Mishnah. Rav Huna says, "Hai bar mavua de uki richaya, v'asi bar mavua chavri v'kamoiki gabe." If one resident in a mavi already established a mill, and now another resident in the same mavi wants to establish a mill, dinu de ma'ake v'lave, d'amaleko basakti le'lechayusi. The first resident can prevent him from doing so by claiming that you will take away my livelihood. The Gemara concludes that this is actually machlekes in the following brisa. Koyifin b'nei mavoi zeh zeh. The Tanakhama holds that the residents of a mavi can prevent each other from renting a place to an outsider who wants to move in and establish the same occupation as one of them already has. However, one resident cannot prevent another resident of the same mavi from establishing the same occupation in the mavi. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, like Rav Huna holds, af l'shcheinu kefeyu, one resident can prevent even another resident of the same mavi from establishing the same occupation in the mavi. Rav Huna ben Reidi Bishu elaborates on the Tanakhama's opinion. Pshitali, bar masa achriti motz ma'akev. A resident of this city can certainly prevent someone from another city from moving here to establish the same occupation. However, v'ishayach b'karga da'acha lo'y motz ma'akev. If the person from the other city pays taxes to this city, the residents cannot prevent them from establishing the same occupation here. However, the Torah writes that he may do so only in another part of the city, but not in the same mavi. Bar mavo abar mavo denafshei lematzim ha'akif. A resident of a mavi cannot prevent another resident of the same mavi from establishing the same occupation, even in the same mavi. However, if when the Breid Rav Yeshua inquires, according to the Tanakhama, bar mavo abar mavo achrina mai. Can a resident of one mavi prevent a resident of another mavi from establishing the same occupation in the same mavi or not? As Rashi explains, is a resident of another mavi considered a neighbor and therefore one cannot prevent him? Or lav shcheinahu v'kafeyu, a resident of another mavi is not considered a neighbor and therefore one can prevent him? This question remains unresolved.